And I got to tell you this, I feel like the year of 2016 has been a year where it all just kind of came together as a church for us. Hey, here's a question for you. Are good preachers, teachers born or made? Billy Graham says both. I remember hanging out with him once and him saying, you know, we always need to be better. You know, we always want to be better as a preacher, as a teacher, because we're entrusted with the most important message the world could ever have, the message of Jesus. And you know, it's been so cool what we've been doing as a church, as a staff, and the way that we've structured, like every time I've told you this, I tell you again, every time we prepare a message, sermon prep is on Mondays and Wednesdays, and Thursday mornings we get together and I present what I've got before Pastor Graham and Pastor Vince and Mike, my brother Mike's there, and we just talk about the sermon and we get eyes on this, and it's made me a better teacher. It's made all of us a better teacher, a better preacher. And we just thank God for that. And I just want to say this. A time of thanksgiving. I want to thank God for our church, and I want to thank God for people like Pastor Vince. He's amazing. Pastor Vince is rocking it. He's a good man. He loves the Lord. He's solid. We had a great time in Israel together. I want to thank God for Pastor Graham. He's just a solid dude. He's full of wisdom. And I like how he says the cross, the cross. It's just, I love him. Fina is a blessing. Vivian's a blessing. Pastor Danny's doing a good job with our ministry. Pastor Jonathan, you're a good man, dude. I brag on you all the time. We have a great ministry staff here, and I got to tell you, something that I've totally been blessed this last year is I finally got to do ministry alongside my brother Mike Cranford again after years. After years, and it's so fun to sit there and hang out with this guy. So he's an IT person, but his company says you can work at this church on Thursdays. So he's here, and he's got an office, but yet he's here just working with us. And Mike and I went to seminary together. We've been friends a long time. I'm just thankful, man. It's been a good year, really good year. Steve Mendoza's doing a good job with 5th and 6th grade ministry. Sterling, I love you, bro. You're doing a killer job with college, man. God bless all those people that are working right now up there, the sound and the lighting. And we have a great church. Our small group leaders, they're rocking it. All the people that host every week, you can go on and on and on. The volunteers, the worship team. Did you ever just stop? Like, man, it would be so cool. We give God praise for our family. We give God praise for our church family. And it's been a good year, a great year. I'm a better teacher. And let me tell you this. I've actually enjoyed, we started this year doing a series called What's the Difference? Y'all remember that one? I love that. Here's the gospel, the New Testament gospel of Jesus, and there it is. What's the difference between the gospel and Mormonism, Hinduism, Islam, Buddhism, New Age spirituality? What is the difference? And that was a great series, and what's so cool is to go and visit growth groups, which I do all the time, and just hear people stirring in the sermons that Sunday. I love teaching that message. I loved it. What's the difference? There is a difference. So what is it? Let's just talk about it. We had a great time. We did that up to Easter, and then right at Palm Sunday, we did Civil Servant Sunday, guys. Do you remember that? How cool that was? Do you remember how cool that was when we had cops and firefighters and we were honoring all those first responders, doctors, nurses, and just giving you praise? That was a great Sunday leading right into Easter, which was awesome. And right after Easter, Pastor Frank took off. So I love this year. I've had a great year. You guys remember where I went? Israel. Yeah, I led another study tour of the Holy Land and took Pastor Vince with me, Dr. Carr went with. We had an absolute blast. And while we were gone, Pastor Graham and Mike led the series in the Great I Ams of Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the light of the world. And while they were teaching, every day I was in the land of Israel, preaching and teaching right where Jesus walked and taught. And it was so awesome. We came back from that. We did that series in Jonah, which I absolutely loved. It was called Heart Issues. And we studied the Old Testament book of Jonah. From there, over the summer, we did Connecting. And we did a series on prayer and just talking about prayer. I loved teaching that. I loved it. I loved cruising into the fall and going through the wisdom literature with respect the beard, right? That's a good series. I liked it. And then we ended that with, in God we trust. And here we are saying like, wow, reflecting on a year, having a lot of fun. We're having a great time. And I got to tell you, when I visit the growth groups, when I get an email of people saying, man, Pastor Frank, I just know that God's connecting, and I just give God praise for that. Our growth groups is awesome, and I love doing growth groups. If you're not in a growth group at this church, you should be. Because what they do is they take this sermon, every sermon, and they get together in growth groups during the midweek. They get in people's homes, and they bring their notes, and they say, let's talk about the message on Sunday. Let's reread the scriptures. Let's talk about it. Let's stir it in. Let's sit in a community. Here you go. You ready for this? Discipleship happens in meaningful relationships. You got to just put that in the bank because it's true. If your spiritual journey is just coming to church on Sunday, you're missing out. Because spiritual growth happens in community with other people. And there's no better way than to sit together with the Word of God and talk about and work it through. It's a great, and we have 171 people in growth groups. This Sunday's the last Sunday. We're going to take a break for Christmas. We're going to relaunch in January. But it's a good thing. These growth groups are awesome. I'm thanking God for what God is doing in our church. I'm loving it. Do you like surprises? I like surprises. This year when a wonderful individual in our church comes forward and says, hey, you know, I do interior design, and I work with universities that does this, and my students have to give projects. This is my church. I'd love to make the foyer my project. I'm like, I'd love that because I don't know what I'm doing, right? And this amazing individual in our church just researches like 20, 30 churches and what's the colors and what's this and what's that and gives us proposals, and our board just says, yes, I love surprises. That wasn't on the docket for today. And look closely, because we're that wall that's on the other side is our missions wall. We want to place vision of what we're doing as a church on missions. And it's all in the foyer. We're all telling the story. I like surprises, don't you? I like it when all of a sudden there's an individual in our church that says, man, Pastor Frank, we want to redo the website at the church. And to redo this website would cost about $25,000, but we're just going to give it to you for free. Really? Have you guys gone on our website? It's awesome. It's a great website. And as a matter of fact, we're in the process of tuning it up more and more and more. And check this out. It's so great. When people come to church, they first hit the website. Y'all know that? And they hit the website and they're like, is this place cool? And what we're doing right now is we're getting better. Better is better, people. Bigger is not always better, but better is always better. We want to be better, better. We are putting on our website two videos, and one video describes, you know, who are we as a church? And so imagine a person like looking for a church, and they want to know two things. Well, what is this church about, and who are they as a church? Because every church has its own DNA. And so we are in the process of putting on our website two videos. One is that click this, and it's a video of who we are. Would you guys like to see that video?
Yes.
Because we just finished it. And so imagine you as a person looking for a church, and you've seen thing, you come to Woodbridge's site, and you're like, it says this, who are we? And you imagine someone going, okay, let me click and find out what this church is about. Can we show this? You guys ready for this? Check this out. Imagine this. This is pretty cool. I love that. I love that. Now, if you were looking for a church, what did you just learn about our church?
You're loving.
We're loving? We're having, are we a boring church? Are we having a killer time or what? What do we learn about our church?
Multicultural.
We're multicultural. We're multi-generational. There's a centrality of Jesus. It's the bookends of the Bible. It's from Genesis to Revelation, and here we are, and we're seeing what God's doing. It's a blast. This would not have been possible if we hadn't got a brand new website. Our website is just so optimized to do this stuff. As a matter of fact, if that's like, who are we? The other one is what are we about? And the video is just basically, hey, this is the gospel. This is the message of Jesus. And so we want people to, when they visit our website, to know who we are, but what are we about? We're about the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? And we're in the process of finishing that one. I love, do you like surprises? How about our foyer is a great surprise. What's happening with our new website has been such a blessing, and we're God's allowing us to be better and telling people who we are and what we're about. And do you like surprises? I love surprises. We're streaming. Because of the new website, we're able to like stream. And we've been like right now. Did you guys know that we're streaming right now as we speak? Check this out. Do you guys remember last week? I told you about Azar is in Germany. She sent me an email after last Sunday. Dear Pastor Frank, regarding the sermons live, yes, I'm very happy to watch live the sermons of Woodbridge Community Church every Sunday. It was an honor for me to be a part of this lovely church family. When you mentioned my name on Sunday in the sermon that brought me tears of joy. I wish I could be there. I am sure that the Almighty God has a better plan for me, and therefore I trust in the Lord with all my heart. I love you all from the bottom of my heart, and I cannot say enough thank yous for everything that you as a church has done for me. I appreciated your kindness very much. Your warm-heartedness is so godly, which makes you guys so lovable for me. I am grateful and very happy that you guys are my dear spiritual U.S. family. Hi, Azar. We're so glad you're here seeing this today. Look what God's doing in our church. We're praising God for this. Is this rad, guys? I'm giving thanks to God. Aren't you? Aren't you? How about this one? We got this from Mary Lee Larson. Remember Mary Lee? We are so blessed to be able to be in church with all of you. We have enjoyed the last two most needed sermons, in God we trust. And she just talks about how she was going through a lot of anxiety with the elections. I think all of us were. And so they're in, where is Mary Lee and Kit? Are they in Wyoming?
Idaho.
But they're here. Hi, Mary Lee and Kit. They're watching us today. Thank you again for this wonderful opportunity to be there in church. I just wish there was some way to talk to and hug every one of you. So I will hug you all with our prayers. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? I'm giving God praise. Do you like surprises? I love surprises. Even bad surprises. Okay, how about this is a surprise. So some of you know, and I shared this last Sunday in the time of giving thanks, remember I had a bad surprise. Pastor Frank had a bad surprise about a month ago, right? Remember that? Where an individual was accusing me of stuff, and our police chief came, and it's just so not true. And this person put bad reviews on our church, like this church is the pastor's a hypocrite. You remember all that? Hey, about 3 weeks ago, I met a new couple that had come to our church, and it was so neat just meeting them and talking with them, and I asked them, how did you find out about our church? And they said, Yelp. She goes, yeah, you're one of the only 5-star churches in Irvine with a 5-star review. Do you know who did that? You. Do you remember when I asked you to bury that woman's reviews? Right? Bury those reviews and put good reviews up. You guys did that. And this, I'm sitting there going, God, I wouldn't be talking to these people if this person had to come to this church 5 weeks ago. All things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose, right? Hey, well done, Woodbridge. This is good stuff. Praise God. I like this. This is good things. It's good things. Thank you, Lord, for this church and what you're doing in our midst. Thank you, God, what you are doing with your people here at this church. as you're drawing us closer to you. Hey, people, this has been a wonderful year of ministry for me and quite a journey for me personally. I love, as you know, that during the times of my hives, God used me to perform to heal a person, right? Remember that? Which blew my mind. I was surprised as any of you. And we have been on a journey of just believing that our God is a God that breaks chains and heals bodies still and sets captives free still. And I love every Sunday after the message when we pray for people, because the Bible says we're supposed to pray for people and to come to the leaders of the church and receive prayer. And personally, I've been praying that God will help me understand what is that ministry, God, when God reveals himself, not just intellectually, but supernaturally. And praying, I've been praying that God would give me a gift of a propheticness. I've been praying that God would give me a gift of that God would do more miracles to edify our church body. And as I've been praying and seeking this, you guys, I got to tell you, I've had a wonderful, fun year this year. Earlier this year, I had someone came forward for prayer, and my wife and I was praying for this individual, and this individual was totally crying and totally upset and saying that if God doesn't move very soon, that this person's going to have to move away from here, and this person needs a place to live, and it has to happen this week. And as Sin and I was praying for this person, I felt the Lord tell me. Do you like that when I say that? I'm not trained to say this as a Talbot boy. I felt the Lord in my heart say, I have heard your prayers, and I will resolve this week. And as I'm praying with this person, I ended up saying, I think the Lord wants you to know that he has heard your prayers. And by this week, this will be done with. And you're going to have your place to live. And as soon as I said it, Cinda looked at me like, what are you saying? And I'm looking at her going, I have no idea what I just said. Do you know what I was afraid of all Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday? You want to know what I was afraid of? That this person, I was going to get stoned. I got this one on Wednesday of that week. Pastor Winans, I personally thank you and your beautiful wife for praying over me on Sunday. My Lord Jesus responded this morning at 9:08 to your prayers and to the desires of my heart. He gave me a new place to move into. Today at 10:30 a.m. I went to see it, and at 3 p.m. I filled out all the paperwork with the new owner, and tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. I'll be at the main office in Laguna. God is great. I knew in my heart that he was going to show up. There's so much more to this testimony in the ways it took place. Love you both in the most precious love and in the love of Jesus. Can you guess what happened when I opened this email on Wednesday of that week? I screamed, Cinda, you won't believe it. I was upstairs going, babe, you won't believe it. Listen to this. And then I'm sitting going, what was that? Was that God speaking to me? That's called prophecy. It's a prophetic utterance. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, do not seek spiritual gifts, but that you desire the gift of prophecy, a prophetic utterance. It's something where God... It's not like, there's two types of prophecy. There's foreknowledge, and that's like Isaiah 53, where God's going to predict what's going to happen 400 years from now, right? And there's foretelling and forthtelling, where God just speaks forth his thoughts and feelings. When you read most of the prophets, most of it was foretelling, not forth. I've been praying that. Every time we pray with people, I'm saying, Holy Spirit, I'm listening. Do you want to say something to this person? Holy Spirit, I'm listening. Is there something you want to manifest to these people? Is this awesome? I've had God doing this as I've been seeking earnestly the gifts, I've enjoyed this year of ministry because I've seen God work in our church like I've never seen before. I've seen God work in me like I've never seen before. Up there in that room, it's called the upper room. It's like our prayer room. It's our war room. And up there we have tags of God answering prayers and doing miracles and healings in our church just this year as we've been praying with people and we're recording them, giving God praise and thanks. Our God is not just an intellectual God. Our faith is not just an intellectual faith. It's an experiential faith. I'm loving this year. I've never had more fun in ministry than this last year. He's moving. God is moving. God is moving. And I just want to say to you, I'm thankful to you. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for your journey and what you're doing and meeting, knowing, and following Jesus. I'm thankful for your faithfulness. I'm thankful for how you are giving unto the Lord with your times and talents and treasures. I'm thankful to you, Woodbridge Church, for all the things that God is doing in us and through us. Listen to this. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians writes to the church in Corinth, and he writes to them and says, I'm thankful to you for how you are serving and giving unto the Lord. And let me just read this. Let's go back 2,000 years. Paul writes this, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 5 through 12. Paul says, so I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to visit you in advance and to finish the arrangements for the generous gift you had promised. And then it'll be ready as a generous gift, not one as grudgingly given. Remember this, Paul says, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what they have decided in your own hearts to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly. Do you believe that? So that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work, as it is written, they have frequently scattered their gifts to the poor, and their righteousness endures forever, freely scattered. Now he who supplies seeds to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in the many expressions of thanks to God. Paul was thanking this church for their giving unto the Lord and how their giving to God was an expression of thanks to God. As I read this, I want to say thank you to God for Woodbridge Church, for your faithfulness. For your faithfulness this year. Every time we see someone come to faith in Jesus, every time we see a family, a marriage saved, every time we see somebody growing in a next step of their own spiritual journey, every time we see a public confession of baptism, every time we see God doing something amazing, it's all because we're all working together to make it happen. We're a church family. Do I hear an amen? We're all a part of this. And that's what Paul was saying. We're all a part of this. It matters to God how we serve God and how we love God and how we seek the face of God. This is in my office. It's a copper coin. It's 2,000 years old. You ever held a 2,000-year-old copper coin? I got this in Israel, maybe 2006, I think. It's Jesus made the, has given a title to this coin. This coin is known because of Jesus as a widow's mite. It's a little copper penny. Now, this was found in a pot in Jericho, but clearly this is the copper coin that the widows might used at the Temple Mount, because I have the original one. I'm not sure how it got from there to Jericho's pot, but clearly this is it. Jesus one day was, and when I think of this, it reminds me that God's always sees. Every act or work that I do unto the Lord, God watches and God sees. One day Jesus was in the temple, and people were coming by and dropping off money, and some of them were really wanted to let everybody know, hey, check me out. And Jesus was just sitting there, the fullness of deity dwelling in bodily form. And this poor widow came by, and she popped in these. Clink, clink. Quietly left. Two of them. And remember what Jesus told that woman?
Give everything.
She's given more than all the others. For all of them gave out of their surplus, but she gave out of her need. God sees us. This reminds me that God sees. It's important to God how we treat people in authority. You should take notes on that. Take notes on that. Ready? This is true. Sermon of last Sunday. It's important to God how we treat people in authority. That was the message of last Sunday. That's Romans, right? Let it be. Write this down. This is also important to God. It's important to God. It matters to God how we honor him with our wealth. It matters to him. In Proverbs 3:9, it says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. It matters to God. It matters to God. God uses your generosity to reach people. And I want to tell you this. God has used your generosity this last year to reach people for Christ. And I want you to just know that. Do you want to know? Here's a spiritual truth. God blesses you so that you can bless others. Jesus says these words. Give and it'll be given to you. Give and it'll be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Jesus says these words. I was just reflecting in Timothy, and that's where we got our series, In God We Trust. It was right out of 1 Timothy chapter 6. And interesting, because the context of 1 Timothy chapter 6 was dealing with finances as well. And Paul tells Timothy to tell his church this. And so I'm going to tell you this. 1 Timothy 6, 18 and 19. Command them to do good. Hey, all of you, do good, all right? To be rich in good deeds. You all need to be rich in good deeds. To be generous and willing to share. You all need to be generous people, willing to share. Why? In this way, they will lay up treasures for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age. Every time you give unto the Lord, you're laying up for yourselves treasures in the coming age. Did you know that? God sees. God sees. Every time you serve somebody in the name of Jesus, he sees. Every time you love somebody in the name of Jesus, he sees. Every time you're praying for somebody, your heart rips for somebody in the name of Jesus, God sees. Every time that you grab a widow's mite and give unto the Lord, God sees. He sees. That comforts me. Does that comfort you? That blesses me. When you give people, you're laying up treasures in heaven. When I give, I'm laying up treasures in heaven. And Paul writes to the Corinth church, says, and this is just gives thanksgiving to God. Thanks to God. That's my sermon title today. This Sunday is the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and so I want to thank God just not for my family but for my church family. And I want to thank God for all of you. And I praise God for you. And I see what God's doing in your life. I love this church. I brag on this church all the time, man. Every month I get together with pastors in the city of Irvine and try to pray with them and encourage them and back and forth. And I'm always bragging on you guys. I love this church. Don't you? We've had a great year this year. I think next year is going to be even better. Do I hear an amen? Amen. I really do. This year's been a great year. I feel like God is just preparing us for even something better next year. And I can't wait to see what God has planned as we just continue to meet, know, and follow Him together. This is, I've never had a year more fun personally for me than this year. And I think it's just the beginning. And I just want to encourage you guys, just keep meeting and knowing and following Jesus. Just keep pressing forward and striving on. Because God's good. Can I pray with you this day? Father in heaven, just as the Apostle Paul bragged over the Thessalonica, God, I brag over this church in Irvine. I thank you, Lord, that you've been helping us to be people who's been increasing in our love for you and our love for one another. I pray, Lord God, that you would continue to help us, Lord, to remember that our battles, to pick the good fight, right? To fight the good fight of the faith, God. I pray, Lord, that you would continue to help us, Lord, to keep our eyes set on you where you are seated at the right hand of the Father. Lord, we pray, God, that you would continue to manifest yourself in this church. I pray, Lord God, that you would manifest yourself here. Show us your ways. Lead us in your truth, God. I pray, Lord, that you would continue to answer our prayers. I pray, Lord God, that you would continue to edify this church, to encourage this church when we see you moving in our midst. You're an amazing God. God, it's a Sunday right after Thanksgiving. And so, God, we just want to give you praise, man, for everything. We praise you, Jesus, for the cross. We praise you for your blood that was shed for us. We thank you, Jesus, that you've reconciled us to the Father and that our sins will never be counted against us. We praise you, Jesus, that even as we speak today, you are preparing a place for us, that you've gone to prepare a place for us, and you're going to come back again one day and take us unto yourself. God, we give you praise, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that dwells within us. Thank you, Lord, you've not left any of us as orphans, God. But Lord, the Spirit has come inside of us, the promise of the Holy Spirit. After we heard the message of truth, after we believed, we were sealed in the Holy Spirit of promise. And we're thankful, God, that the Spirit that dwells within us is greater than the Spirit that's in the world. Thank you, Lord, that you've not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and strength, sound mind. You've given us dynamite. The Greek word dunamis. Jesus, you said to wait in Jerusalem until dynamite came upon us, and then we will hit this world. For 2,000 years, God, your church marches. Your church, filled with your Holy Spirit, armed with the truth of the gospel. And Lord, we are your church here today. In all our frailty and all of our weakness, in all of our brokenness, we stand in the name of Jesus. Because we are more than conquerors in Christ, in Christ. Thank you, God, for our the peace. Make yourself known to us, we pray. Individually and collectively. God, manifest yourself to us. Come down and touch us, we ask. Show yourself, Lord, in your word, in the faces of your people, through signs and wonders. You're an awesome God. Thank you, Lord, for this last year. Lord, prepare us for next year and what you have planned. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.